Dissonance Media and the Other Stories presents. Step into the abyss of After the Gloaming, a gothic fiction podcast that delves into the depths of human emotion. Unyielding love, revenge, internal struggles, and restless souls await you in 9 haunting episodes, where dread, fear, and rare glimpses of eerie happiness linger. Dare to listen on your favorite podcatcher? After the Gloaming beckons. Search now, but beware. Innocence will be left behind.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
These aren't the stories your mother told you. No, these are the other stories.
I'm delighted to say that we have new patrons. In all seriousness, our show wouldn't be possible without the patrons providing a monthly revenue which we can use to pay our writers, narrators, editors, and for some of our source music and effects, and of course some of the base hosting fees involved with running a podcast like this. So with that said, I want to give a shout out to our 3 newest patrons, Shanna Stickler, Malachi Hinkle, Michael Evans. From the bottom of my cold and quite dead heart, there's a few hidden pumps of blood just for you guys. If you too want a small shot of my heart blood straight to your ears, then you can go to patreon.com/hookandcleaver and pledge from as little as $1 a month. We have some exciting stuff around the corner, some new books and comics in there, and we'll be giving away some freebies to the patrons shortly. Once again, that's patreon.com/hookandcleaver. Today's episode is Not My Silence, written by John Shields and narrated by Alexandra Elroy.
I think I've been crying for a long time. I only just realize I'm in bed. My duvet is wrapped around me. It's wet with tears. I can't remember when I woke up or when I started crying. There is a terrible noise. It is not a bad dream because it is coming from outside and nightmares can't follow you. I know I've been calling out for Mummy and Daddy. They haven't come. The words still keep coming to my mouth, even though I can't remember starting them off. After a little bit, I begin to wonder if the noise outside is too loud and they can't hear me. So I try calling louder. It sounds like a whale who is making one big moan without catching his breath. I wonder if it will ever stop. I wish Mummy and Daddy would come. When I make a big decision, I always stick to it. I decide to get out of the bed and look for the noise through my window. My skin feels cold outside of my duvet. I pull back the curtains to see what's happening. It is scary outside because it is nighttime and it is dark. The wind is very strong. Trees look like monsters shaking. Now that I am being brave, I know I can't close the curtains again, even though I see two bright lights shining at the house. They are lights from a car. I wonder if the car is stuck in a bush. When it was summer, a bird had a nest in the bush outside of our house. One day, we could hear little babies calling out. Daddy let us look at the baby birds, but only once. He said that the mummy would not come back if we kept looking at the birds. The little babies would die without their mummy, and I didn't want them to die. I only looked one more time. The noise of the car makes me feel angry. There is something inside that looks like a person. If it is a person, they are not moving. Why are they pressing the car horn? I still can't see Mummy and Daddy. They must be in their bedroom. The lamp is switched off. It is mostly left on if they fall asleep reading their books. It was funny when Mummy had a book on her face. I stand in the doorway. The hallway's light is behind me. It makes a shadow in front of me which covers our new doggy Rover. I wanted to call the doggy Happy Doggy or Sparkle Legs, but Daddy said we had to stick to the name from the dog shelter. If we didn't, the dog would get confused. I said it was a boring name. Daddy said I need to be nice to the dog because it may not have had good people looking after it in the past. A dog can get angry and confused easily. Rover sees my shadow and makes a funny low sound through his teeth. He doesn't sound happy. It is probably the noise from the car that is upsetting him. Mummy and Daddy are lying in bed. I don't think they are bothered by the car noise because they would get up and turn it off if they didn't like it. Mummy always spoke about getting a piece of quiet, but they never bought one. Maybe they were too expensive. Instead, they said they wanted less noise. I climb on the bed so their bodies wobble like they are on a big jelly. Then I get in between them. I like the middle. Sometimes my little brother is in the middle, but he is still in bed. I won't sleep with this noise. I open my eyes. It is not dark anymore. This means it's morning. I stretch my arms up and see Mummy is looking at me. Her eyes are wide. She looks surprised to see me. I laugh because she hasn't expected me to be in bed with her. She isn't laughing. "Hello, Mummy," I say. She does not say anything back to me. She just stares at me with big eyes. "Mummy, Mummy, Mummy," I call. She still doesn't say anything. Her eyes are slipping around. Then they look back at me. I wonder if she is joking me, so I poke her nose. She still doesn't say anything. I laugh and think Mummy will laugh too, but she doesn't even smile. I decide it's time to wake up Daddy. He is on his side, so I push him with all my energy so that he moves across the bed. Suddenly he's falling out of the bed. I see him as he hits his head on the bedside table. I'm scared because I know he will be very angry. I didn't mean to hurt him. Mummy doesn't say anything. Her green eyes just move around in her head. He is lying with his face in the carpet and is very still. All I can do is say sorry, but when I move closer to his face, I can't think of the words. Listening makes me hear his breath, but it is being taken by the carpet. Like Mummy, his eyes are open. I can see one eyeball flicking to the side and then back to the carpet. bits of it are poking back into his eye. I move his head to the side to help, but he looks silly now, like this is not a normal position. I don't know what to do. So I cry. Rover is barking and I remember the noise of the car from last night. I can't hear it now. I know the best thing is to get my little brother and we can talk about what to do. When I get to his room, I see he is the same as Mummy and Daddy. I feel angry with my brother and push him, but he doesn't get up. This is silly, I say. Maybe they're all joking me. My little brother doesn't say anything back to me. I sit on my brother's bedroom door crying for a very long time. But nobody comes to see if I'm all right. Sometimes the dog barks. After a really long time, I realize I'm hungry. I want to go downstairs and get some food. It's scary to go alone. I say in my loudest voice, I'm hungry! Eventually, my tummy hurts. It must be because I'm actually starving. There is only one thing I can do. I walk down the stairs, which I don't like. The house is so quiet. Things don't seem right. Normally, you would hear the cars driving past outside and Mummy and Daddy would be making lots of noise. The house is silent. I can hear the fridge making a funny rumble when I open the door. I've never heard this before. There isn't much food in the fridge, but while I am looking, Rover comes to see what I am doing. He must have heard the strange humming noise too. Sorry, I say, there isn't anything for you. Rover must understand because he starts to whine. He moves to the back door. I look for the little silver key which I know opens the lock. I don't know where it is, so I go back to the fridge and take out the last yogurt. When I put on the TV, I realize there's a lot of boring news on. There are pictures of a city from above with lots of people on the floor. I put on one of my shows and watch this instead. Later, I go back into the kitchen to find some chocolate or biscuits, and I notice that Rover has made a big mess on the floor. I know Mummy and Daddy will be really angry when they wake up. I find a giant bar of chocolate, make myself a glass of water and watch lots more cartoons. On the floor are all my wrappers. I've eaten two big chocolate bars, one enormous bag of crisps, some cornflakes because Mummy and Daddy always say this is more healthy, two yogurts and three ice creams. It all makes me feel a bit funny. I go and tell them we need more chocolate, but they don't get up. I ask my brother if he wants to play. He doesn't say anything. I wake. It is really dark again. The TV has switched itself off. How long have I been asleep? I ask. My voice is so little. After I say my words, I wonder if I had said them at all. I know Mummy and Daddy would want me to go to bed at night time and not sleep downstairs, so I go to my bedroom. The first thing I do in the morning is go visit everybody. I take my doctor bag. They are where they were yesterday. I look closely at Mummy and think there are tears coming from her red eyes. Daddy has blood on his face from where he hit his head. I touched his cut to see if it is still bleeding, in case I need to use a plaster. It's not, but I put a plaster on for him anyway. Next, I look at my little brother. He is still lying in the same position. He hasn't moved. He doesn't look well. His skin is a funny color, so I try to give him a kiss. His lips are really dry. I decide the best thing to do is get everybody a drink of water, but when I have the 3 cups of water, I don't know how to get them to drink. I sit my little brother up in the bed. He is very light. I put the cup to his mouth. He doesn't drink it. It actually comes out of his mouth again and onto his pajama t-shirt. He looks very wet now. I can't lift Mummy, so when I try to pour the water into her mouth, most just runs out again. The sheets round her head get very wet. Mummy just looks at me with her big eyes. I don't try to give Daddy water. I cry every day. I also scream and shout. Nobody answers me except that Rover barks. Rover is not very nice. Every day starts long, but then it's dark again and the day is over. My stomach is always hurting. I must be very starving by now. I don't look in the fridge anymore or go to the kitchen. It is very smelly. Rover has been very naughty and gone to the toilet a lot. This makes it very difficult to walk around. Rover watches me. He doesn't seem happy again. Sometimes I get really sad and angry at the same time. I sit on the bed and talk to Mummy and Daddy. Maybe I don't speak to them. It's hard to know if you really are speaking when nobody answers back. I tell Mummy about my little brother. I don't like to talk about this for long because it makes me feel very upset. I don't go into his room anymore. Mummy can't see Daddy. His skin looks the same as my little brother did a few days ago. I tell Mummy that I think he is dead. I ask her if I killed him. She doesn't answer. Then there is no electricity. I don't know why. It is so dark and scary at night now. I did try to sleep next to Mummy, but she was very cold. I spend most of my time in my bedroom. It smells really bad everywhere else anyway. Also, I can hear Rover padding around. He doesn't like me. Last time I went down, I tried to get some food, but the only food I could find was in tins. The pictures made my stomach make loud noises. I couldn't work out how to open the cans. If I pushed the top, nothing happened. When I took the paper picture off, it left a shiny tin with no opening. Then I tried bashing them on the ground. Rover came dashing into the kitchen. I knew he was sleeping in my little brother's room. He was very thin. The fur around his mouth was red. He showed me all his teeth and made a low growl like a wolf. I ran. Rover was behind me all the way. I could hear his paws on the carpet and his mouth opening and closing. I keep my bedroom door closed now. Sometimes there is sniffing and scratching outside my door. Sometimes there is the sound of Rover's paws walking away into Mummy and Daddy's room. Sometimes there are noises I don't like to hear. Mostly, there is only silence.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Other Stories. Not My Silence was written by John Shields, narrated by Alexandra Elroy, edited by Carl Hughes, and music by Chris Zabriskie, and sound effects provided by freesound.org, and the cover image was provided by Luke Spooner of Carry On House. If you enjoyed today's episode, you can help support us over at patreon.com/hawkandcleaver. You can join our book club and chat about the podcast over at facebook.com/groups/hawkandcleaver. If you want to write for the show, head over to hawkandcleaver.com/submissions. Or if you'd just like to check out more of our stuff, head over to hawkandcleaver.com. The Other Stories is a production of the story studio Hook and Cleaver and is brought to you with a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License, which means don't change it, don't sell it, but by all means, share the hell out of it.
Until next time.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.